Rogers College of Musical Knowledge. And now from the Hollywood canteen in the heart of Hollywood, for the entertainment of Uncle Sam's victorious fighting men and women in uniform, Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, with Georgia Carroll, Jack Douglas, Shirley Mitchell, the town criers, Dolly Mitchell, Michael Douglas, and starring Phil Harris. And here he is, that athlete's Foothill Boulevard Romeo, that neat...
Wait a minute, Bill, that's old stuff. Hello, you lucky people. Open your eyes and stay awake, because Harris is here and he's better than steak. Yeah. Oh, yes, and lay it right on me, because I am them choice cuts, that's what I am. Oh, you saucy A1 sauce you. Hi, all you pretty people.
Oh, Professor, you're really happy tonight. How come?
How come, the man says. I'll tell you why I'm happy. Because we've already had VE Day, and we've already had VJ Day, and any day now, it'll be VB Day.
VB Day?
Yes, that's the day they're going to liberate bourbon. Oh, Harris. Oh, filthy, you thirsty tadpole, you.
Well, anyway, Professor, I'm glad you're happy.
Well, to tell you the truth, Bill, I'm not really happy. It's just an act. It's to cover up how worried I am about my uncle.
Oh, I didn't know. Has he been hurt?
Yeah, but I expected it. He's had a pretty tough job, you know, pretty dangerous. He was a war correspondent.
Well, where'd he get hurt? Last month in Okinawa?
No, last week in San Francisco. Oh, yes. But now that the war is over, the things have certainly changed, haven't they?
Well, how do you mean, Professor?
Well, it's going to be kind of tough on the servicemen here in Hollywood, especially when they're talking to a girl.
It is?
Yeah, it ain't going to work anymore. It just won't work. You know, I mean that line those guys have been using. You remember? They said, listen, baby, I may be shipped out tomorrow. Now, that ain't going to get it anymore, kids. You ain't going to move them with that. It still might work in Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga, though.
Hey, Professor, now that the war is over, haven't you got a special announcement to make about the program?
Oh, yes, Bill, I have. Ladies and gentlemen, through the courtesy of the Armed Forces Radio Service, this program will be broadcast to civilians.
Professor's six future civilians are raring to go in our mental battle for $140 in victory bond prizes and tonight's delectable $400 cash bonus.
Dean, old thing, we're loaded, but before we start asking, let's start dancing.
Thank you. Hi, Professor. Look who's here.
Hello, Professor Harris.
Well, ding-dong, my daddy, and call me a bell for a dono if it isn't Shirley Mitchell. Yes. Yes. And I wish you could see her, folks. She's a pretty thing. You know, Shirley, you're out of this world. Where have you been all my life?
Well, I live in Glendale.
That's what I said. You're out of this world.
Professor Harris, I resent any remarks about Glendale. What about your hometown?
Oh, you mean Soup Bowl, Missouri?
Soup Bowl, Missouri?
Certainly. It's right across the river from Kansas. Oh, Harris, you chicken gumbo goon, you. Don't shoot that pheasant, Mother, because Daddy's coming home with a quail. Oh, I love it here.
Oh, Professor Harris, you're certainly peppy tonight.
Well, I should be. I've been taking those new vitamin tablets. They really make you feel like a man.
Mm, they do? What's in them?
Cod liver oil and ground up Esquires.
Professor, I know I shouldn't say this. I mean, me being a student here and you a professor, but, well, I'm a woman and you're a man.
Huh?
I said, I'm a woman and you're a man.
Yeah, ain't that reconversion wonderful? Hey, Shirley, I got a great idea, honey. Let you and me go out into the next room and sit in the dark in that overstuffed Morris chair.
But, Professor, there's no overstuffed Morris chair in there.
I'll get Morris to build one and overstuff it, honey.
Oh, Professor, you're really a character.
Yeah, they're writing a book about me. It's called Forever Harris.
I suppose it's all about your career as a Casanova.
Yeah, it starts out with my first love affair. I was 3 years old. And she was a 26-year-old ripe tomato picker.
You were only 3 years old, and she was a 26-year-old ripe tomato picker? Well, that's ridiculous.
No, it ain't. I'm nuts about ripe tomatoes. I love them. Shirley, look, let you and me run away from all this and go to some little coconut-covered South Sea Isle.
But why?
Because I'm nuts about ripe coconuts, too.
You know, Professor, I'm beginning to think you're a wolf.
Oh, Shirley, how can you say that? Besides, you have no proof that I'm a wolf. Don't you really trust me?
Well, yes, but I'd still hate to be the side of a house if you were a vine.
Oh. You ever hear of an octopus vine? Look, if I'm a wolf, I'm not sneaky about it like Charles Boyer or Ronald Coleman. I'll say that.
You think they're sneaky?
Sure, ain't you never seen them kissing a dame's hand and then working their way up? Smart to them guys.
Oh, but that's not sneaky. That's manners.
Manners?
Yes.
Well, then how come when I tried to kiss Emily Post, she kicked me right in the teeth?
Her brother's probably a dentist.
Oh.
Well, I must be going now. Pucker up your lips, Professor.
Pucker up my lips? Okay. There. Now what?
Nothing. I just wanted to see how a hungry goldfish looks. Goodbye.
Give that lady a card and a few bibs and a 6 month supply of Van Johnson. Oh, Benny.
Professor? Professor, it's time to start our quiz.
Yes, Dean Harwith, and the first one is Private First Class Julius Sabal from Martinsville, Indiana. Yes. So you come from Indiana, huh, Julius?
Yep.
Well, you're not going to have any trouble with me. You know, I was born in Indiana. I was born in a little town called Linton, Indiana. It's about 35 miles southeast of Terre Haute. Have you ever heard of it?
You're darn well right. I was born right about that.
Whereabouts? Around Bicknell?
Vincennes.
Vincennes, an old Vincennes where they have those beautiful fish sandwiches. I remember that Vincennes. But look, Julius, what do you want to say? You don't remember the fish sandwiches in Vincennes? You
remember them.
Out of that river? You know that beautiful catfish?
Well, darn well right, I remember.
Well, all right. You and I are going to get along all right. Now, listen, Julius, Miss Dorothy White of Marshall, Missouri, writes us about the visit the doctor made to his neighbor's house. Now, their little boy, Buddy, was sick, but the doctor was undecided whether he had the measles or chicken pox. Anyway, the doc said... Hold it, hold it. You're sharp. Them Indiana guys are sharp. What did the doc say?
got to be this or that.
That's right. It's got to be this or that. Now, when the doc prescribed castor oil, the kid says, well, you got to give some to my sister June, too. Well, what makes you think little June has the measles, the doc asked. And the kid answered, 'cause... The little kid says, well, I know because June, her name was June. June is June. June is student. June is busting out all over, but nice trying anyway, Julius. Thank you. Now comes Corporal. Corporal Roberta Stevenson from Clinton, New York. Let's give her a nice hand. Corporal, how long have you been out here?
2 years, sir.
3 years?
Two, sir.
2 years, huh? Well, yes, were you very happy when you heard that the war ended?
Yes, sir.
What was the first thing you thought about?
Oh, dear.
Oh, your engagement ring, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where is he?
Okinawa.
Well, let's hope that he gets back real soon. How long you been going with him?
2 years.
2 years, huh? How long has he been in Okinawa?
Since Easter Sunday.
That's about 2 years, huh?
I'm King William.
Let's don't get no routine about that, honey, because I love to talk about that, you know, and I just don't, yeah, I really do. Anybody that's in love, that's my racket. But, look, it's which, why, and what time, so listen and tell H.E. Marchand of Louisville, Kentucky, which, why, and what. Well, look, in multimotored planes... they just roll off of me like that, guys. Look, and the funny part about it is, you know, Benny and Hope and them guys are getting all the cabbage. I ain't got a biscuit, you know that. I'd like to hook onto that Crosby for a minute or two. Get him stuck on me. Look, in multimotored planes, when an engine goes out, the propeller is feathered. Why? Why do they feather a propeller when one of the when one of the motors go out?
I don't know a thing about that.
Well, just guess about it. Well, honey, I'm sorry. Then I'll have to explain it to you. It's because it helps the wind resistance and it takes the work off of the other motor. That's why they feather it. Now, look. Now, the new Lockheed jet fighter plane is called what?
The rocket.
No, wait a minute, honey. Get up close to the mic. The new, he's in Okinawa, huh? Well, now, look. The new Lockheed jet fighter plane is called what? It's I got to help you a little bit. It's called is it the Star or the Moon or
the Rocket? Isn't
it? No, it is student. The Shooting Star or the P-80? But thank you, honey. That's nice trying. We'll give you a better question. Now we have we're coming right up with a card. Thank you very much. Now we have Private James Roberts from Littlefield, Texas. Yeah, James, now I got two guys because I love that Texas, too. I love it. Look, Betty Jane West of Macon, Georgia, wants us to ask you, what is the bridge of a popular tune? What do they call the bridge of a popular tune? Do you have any idea? If you're not, I'll help you. I'll show you. Now, there's the first part of a tune, and there's the second part, the last part, and then there's the middle. Now, which part would you say that they call the bridge in a popular song? I mean, if the middle part held the two ends up, do you think that maybe, what do you, would that...
be the middle, wouldn't it?
That'd be the middle. That'd be the bridge, wouldn't it?
That's right.
That'd be the bridge. Now, look. Now, our band is going to play the middle part of the bridge of two popular melodies. Now, from the bridge only, let's see if you can recognize them. And do me a favor and listen to this very closely, James, because it's a little intricate. Listen. Can you tell the name of that song by Just the Bridge? No. Students. That's absolutely right, but it's tough. Can't you read between the lines? But don't let it bother you now, Jim. Let's try another one. Let's see if you can tell me this one. Let's. What would you say the name of that tune is? That's the bridge. It's the middle part, and it's tough. If you don't know it, you want to make a stab at it? Rose.
It's got to be...
No, Rose. You know a tune like Rose or Mary or...
Rosemary.
Rosemary! That's what he said! Rosemary! Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Professor, the questions are over. The judges name the man who walks in clover.
And he is, and just as soon as they give me the card, I'm going to tell you who he is. That's right. Thank you, fellas. He is James Roberts from Littlefield, Texas. Private James Roberts. Yes, sir, my boy. You blossomed out tonight, and we lay on you a $50 victory bond first prize. And you two sub-deans each get $10 in stamps. But to you, the top man from Texas, you get our $400 Brain Buster reward to have and to hold until the final Brain Buster question, when the winner of round two gets a chance to snatch the 400 frog skins from you. It's gorgeous Georgia Carroll! Yes, and she's lovely tonight. Oh, Georgie, you look beautiful tonight. Imagine Kaiser going to the South Seas and leaving a beautiful chick like that here, you know? Oh, well, tell him about it, honey. Make him know it.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. To drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good a phrase is, the thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There I said it again.
Exam fest.
We'll send them in one at a time, Dean, for a swing at our $400 cash bonus. Our first contender in the second round is Private Bessie Comberg from Sitka, Kansas. Let's have a nice time. Look, Bessie, now if you stand right up close to the microphone, we're going to have some fun. Look, Mother Goose gets help. So for Corporal Mickey Walker, somewhere in the Philippines, we've taken a nursery rhyme, and by using songs in the second and fourth line, we've given it a Hollywood slant. Now, listen, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, her curds and whey, they were handy. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and said, "Look, kid, everything's going to be..." Everything's going to be... I wish I could give you a hint. If anything... Yeah, that's right. That's the idea. It's swell. So if it's going to be fine, it would be fine, wouldn't it? And fine, fine and what? Wonder. Fine and fine.
Dandy!
She beat the bell! She beat that bell! Yes, sir. Now look. So upon her tuffet, she squeezed Miss Muffet, and things looked fine and dandy. But with her smooching, she started mooching and said, no neck, bud, until you produce some, Hold it, she's got it, until you produce some what?
Candy.
Some candy. She had a sweet tooth. That's right. That's right. Thank you, honey. Thanks. Now we have Boatswain's Mate, is that right?
That's right.
Boatswain's Mate, U.S. Coast Guard, Don Chapman from Long Beach, California. Look, Don, here are three song titles that start with the word when. And Sergeant A.G. Canella of Will Rogers Field, Oklahoma, wants you to name the stars with whom they are associated. Now listen. When the moon comes over the mountain.
Kate Smith.
Kate Smith and a grand gal. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, right. When my baby smiles at me. When my baby with a hi-hat and a clarinet.
Ted Lewis.
Ted Lewis, 100%. Beautiful. Now we have Corporal Edward Robarge from Syracuse, New York. Yes. Listen, Edward, you should be able to get a homer on this one. Now, it's one of the most familiar of Rachmaninoff's compositions. And John Gullickson of Los Angeles wants you to tell us which of these preludes it is. Now, listen, Lyman's going to play one. Now, is that his prelude in C-sharp minor, in A minor, or coal minor? I had nothing to do with that. Somebody slipped that in. Would you say that was C-sharp minor?
C-sharp minor.
That's what you'd say, huh?
C-sharp minor.
C-sharp minor. That's absolutely right. Now, look. Here's one of Schubert's well-known compositions. Tell us whether it's the Earl King, March Militaire, his unfinished symphony, or Shoot the Schubert to Me, Hubert. All right, now here we go. Listen. Is that Earl King, or is that March Militaire, or his unfinished symphony?
March Militaire.
March Militaire is absolutely right. Now, as Schubert, is he one of the theatrical family of Schuberts? Would you say that he's one of the great family in New York of the Schuberts?
No,
he isn't. He didn't have enough cabbage, and they wouldn't let him in. That's fine. That's a good advice, man.
Professor, the round is over. The judges have announced their decision.
Thank you, judges, and our winner is Boatswain's Mate Second Class. Is this the right one? I'm sorry, what do you point at? The tie? What does the tie got to do with it? Oh, it's a tie. Oh.
There's a kid been on Phil Baker's program.
Is this a tie? Is that radio talk? It's a tie. Yes, it is. It's a tie. It's a tie. Thank you very much. It's a tie. That's what it is. It's a tie between Boston State. Oh, I got to get out. There ain't enough money in this job. They talk about me being corny, you know, I mean. Look, it's a tie between Corporal Edward Robarge from Syracuse, New York, and Boatswain's Mate Second Class Don Chapman from Long Beach, California. Let's give him a nice hand. Look, kids, you're really in there punching, and here's your purse, a $50 victory bond, and the other two get socked with $10 in stamps, and as our second winners, you guys have to meet all comers in the big $400 free-for-all brainbuster. In other words, there'll be three of you in there. But before we spring the trap, here's a brand new song from the new picture, Tires and Spires, with those joyful jumping town criers.
Just kiss me hello,
baby,
and please don't stop until we feel that same old thrill.
Big and strong, baby. So kiss me long, baby. It's been a
long time since we kissed. I want a new kiss for each kiss that I miss. Kiss you don't know, baby. Your wandering days are through. From now on, no shoo-shoo, no, baby.
I've missed you so.
Kiss me, baby, kiss me, kiss me, hello.
brain.
What did you say, Willie?
Kaiser College brains your brain.
That's right, Willie. This is the moment when opportunity hammers at your pocketbook to the tune of $400 in cold cash. That Kaiser, when he gets back from the Pacific, is going to be busted, the poor character. Have probably $1.5 million, and that gorgeous Georgia is all he'll have left. Now, our three anxious upperclassmen are Private James Roberts from Littlefield, Texas, Corporal Edward Robarge from Syracuse, New York, Bosun's Mate Second Class, Don Chapman from Long Beach. Now, look, fellas, you've all three got a chance here to get yourselves a quartet of $100 bills. And $400 will buy a lot of Azusa Ambrosia. Now, look, remember, there's just one question, and the first one to answer in 30 seconds or less gets the Mazuma. Now, if you fail, the money goes over to become $500 for next week's class. So on your marks, get set. Here we go to sprain your brain. As soon as you get the answer, now just tell me right about it. Now, what's the name of the Japanese Army officer who headed the surrender delegation at Manila? What's his name? The Japanese officer that headed the surrender delegation at Manila. Do you know what his rank is? Do you remember what his rank is? Have you been reading anything about him? That's right. He's not a... No, he's a little higher than a lieutenant. I'll give you a little better tip than that.
Kagawa,
that's close. You're getting right close now. I wish you'd get a little closer.
Keep...
That's close. That's close. Katsune. That's close. I'm sorry, fellas. I wish I could let you go. It's Lieutenant Colonel Kawabe, but you were very close and too bad. That's too bad. I'm sorry you both missed a Lieutenant General. That's right, Lieutenant General Kawabe. I'm sorry, but since you both missed, the dough goes over to next week, or since you all three missed, and it becomes $500 for next week's class. My, I haven't been so nervous since the first time I kissed Alice. My Adam's apple went up and down like a yo-yo. Look, well, students, tonight the old school has negotiated the surrender of two $50 victory bonds to our winners and $10 each to their runner-up classmates.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.